There's a well-known Mishnah at the end of Yuma. Dorash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Mikol chatoisechem lifnei Hashem titoru. Averis shebein odom lamokoyim yom ha-kipurim mechaper. Averis shebein odom lachaveroi ein yom ha-kipurim mechaper ad sheiratze es chaveroi. If a person does a chet bein odom lachaveroi, then Yom Kippur will not be mechaper until he asks mechila from his friend. There is a well-known shaila that the Achreinim talk about. When we say that Yom Kippur is not mechaper on a Bein Adam L'Chaveri, are we talking about the chelek of the Bein Adam L'Chaveri? However, the chelek of the Bein Adam L'Mokum which exists, because there is a pasuk, Lo Sigzol, there is a pasuk of Lo Yosef, all these psukim tell us that there's an iser between a man and Hashem not to do any harm to his friend. At least he could be nimchal and do tshuva on the chelek of the Bein Adam L'Mokum. Or do we say that being that it's a Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, a person cannot get any mechila at all until he's a meratzah chaver? So there is a pre-chadosh in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Reish Vav, and the Minchas Chinuch and Simen and Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalid, who say that their opinion is you cannot get any mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu even on the Aveir of Lois Sigzol or whatever other Aveir it was that he did until he was Meratzah Chaveir. So there is a kasha on this opinion from a Gemara on Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara brings that Bluria HaGiyoyris asked the Shaila to Rabban Gamliel. Ksiv b'Toyraschem, it says in the Torah, Asher lo yisa ponim. Hashem is not noisi ponim. Uchsiv, and in another place in the Torah it says, Yisa Hashem ponav eilecha. So Rabbi Yosei HaKoyen gave her a teretz. I'll give you a mashal, he said. Let's say I lent someone $100, and I tell you, you have to pay up by 30 days. And we were standing in front of the king at the time, and I said, of course I'll pay you on the 30th day, and I swear in the name of the king that I'm going to do so. Came the 30th day, and he didn't pay. So the person has a double aveira. He swore in the name of the king, in front of the king, that he'll do something, and he didn't do it. And he also didn't pay his debt. So the person went to beg mechila from the king. And the king said, El boini, this that you insulted me, I'm moichel. But you have to go and pay your friend. You have to ask mechila from your friend. The fact that I was moichel you does not help your friend. So too, he said, that's a pshat. Hashem is not noisei ponim when it comes to aveir of bein adam l'chaveir. But when it comes to an aveir of bein adam l'mokoyim, there, Hashem is yes, Yisapan. So the Chidah in his Sefer Dvar Machadim says that it seems to him that in this story that we just mentioned, we were dealing with something which had two aspects. It had an aspect of Bein Adam L'Mokim, and it also had an aspect of Bein Adam L'Chaveir. Now in the Moshel, the Bein Adam L'Mokim was compared to the king. The Chaveiroi was the one who lent him the money. And in the Moshel, it said, the king said, I moichel on my half, now just go ahead and get mechila on the second half. So, l'chayr, this Gemara shows us that when you have an Aveira, which has two aspects, it has the Bein Adam L'Mokim, and it has the Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is like the king in the Moshel, will be moichel for his half, and you only need to get mechila from the second half from your friend. So this Gemara, L'chayr, is a kasha against the Pri-Chodesh and the Minchas Chinuch. That's the kasha. Now, in order to answer this kasha, I'd like to make another kasha, and then together, after we have both kashas, we'll answer them both together. There's a very interesting Rashi on Yuma Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara there is quoting a pasuk, Im yechta ish le'ish ufiloloi elokim. And the way Rashi explains the pasuk based on the Gemara here is like this. Pilul, dikra, is l'shoin piusul. The Hachi Kamar, the pasuk is saying as follows. Im yachta ish le'ish. If a man sins to his friend, upilaloi lechaveroi, and he was mefayis his friend, veritzahu, and the person was taka mefuyis, ha'elukim yimcholoi, then Hashem will meichol him. So this pasuk is telling us a chiddush gadol. This is a pasuk in Shmuel. It's telling us that if you did an aver to your friend and you were mefayis your friend, then Hashem will meichol me. So the Tal Torah of Meir Arik over here says it seems to him a chiddush gadol from Rashi, the way Rashi is reading the pasuk, that once a person got his mechila from his friend, he's done, because Hashem will definitely meichol him, because once your friend is already mefuyis, it's over. It's all mochel, and Hashem automatically is meichel. You don't even have to bother doing tshuva to Hashem anymore. That's what he thought you could take out of this Rashi. But if you learn Rambam, all throughout the Rambam, it's clearly not that way. The Rambam says that if a person was chayvel b'chaveroi, or even if a person was mazik the money of his friend. For example, if let's say a person by mistake knocked into a car or broke someone's window or anything like that, he's obligated to do tshuva to Hashem. He has to do vidui and tshuva just like any other avera. And the fact that he was nimchal, that the other person was meichalim, definitely is not enough. So the question is that a stira? Does that mean that Rashi argues with the Rambam? So I would like to say Rashi does not argue with the Rambam. But the pshat is that there are two nikudos in the Bein Adam LaMokum itself. If a person harms his friend, he insults him or he hurts him or he does anything against his friend, there are two avlus Bein Adam LaMokum. One is that Hashem told you can't do that. That means that you don't have moira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't listen to his tzivui. No different than if Hashem says, don't eat nevela, or Hashem says, take a lulav. Hashem said, lo sigzol. Hashem said, lo yisayinu isha samisay. Hashem said, you can't hit your friend. And you don't listen to Hashem's command. It is definitely an avla that that person is doing by not obeying Hashem's word. But there's another Bein Adam LaMakom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about your friend. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makpid on the good and the welfare of your friend. And when your friend was hurt, that itself is an avla against the Ribbono Shel Olam. The fact that your friend is unhappy because of what you did to him, that itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds that against you. And that is also a kpedas hamokot. So there are two things over here. There's one aspect that the Ribbono Shel Olam is makpid, that you have broken his command. The second aspect is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makpid on the covet of your friend. Now, when Rashi says that if you get mechila from your friend, then Hashem is automatically mechila you, that's true. What that refers to is, if your friend's happy, then Hashem is no longer upset because of the avla done to your friend, because he's meichel. So Hashem is automatically meichel. And that's the chiddush in the pasuk in Shmuel. We don't say that Hashem says, okay, fine, he's okay with it, but I'm still angry anyway at you, because you hurt my friend, so to speak. You hurt my son. We're the sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem may hold it against you, even if he already was meichel. Just as much as, let's say, if I hurt someone's son and I asked mechila from the son, the father might not be meichel. No, it says in the pasuk in Shmuel that since the son was meichel, so the Ribbono Shel Olam is also meichel. So you took care of that Bein Adam LaMakom. But now you have a whole different cheshbon in Gansen. The Ribbono Shel Olam told you not to do something, whether it's nevela, whether it's lulav, or whether it's gezela. How dare you do something which the Ribbono Shel Olam told you may not do? That needs another tshuva. That's why the Rambam says that even if you got mechila from your friend, that's not enough. You still need tshuva to do it in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam that you didn't listen to his words. And Rashi could agree with that. Even though Rashi said Hashem will meichel, Rashi is referring to the one half of the Bein Adam LaMakom. The fact that Hashem is makpid on your friend's peda, that you don't have to worry about anymore. But on the other half, you still have to ask mechira from HaKadosh Baruch. Now, once we have this yisoy that there's two inyanim in the Bein Aron L'Makom, I want it to be mechadish that we could say as far as the original shayla that we started with. What's the din if a person does teshuva on gezeila? Is it worth anything? Does it at least take off the Bein Aron L'Makom? So the Pri Chodesh and Minchas Chinuch said no. The Bein Aron L'Makom remains. So I want it to be mechadish. You could get rid of one of the two. At least you can get rid of the Bein Aron L'Makom that it's loigora than a lulav or an aveila. The fact alone that Hashem told me don't do it and I did it, I can go and do tshuva. I can tell the Rebbeinu Shel Olam I will never again disobey your words. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell you, okay, you were nimchal on that Bein Aron L'Makom, but I'm still angry at you. There's still a cheshbin between you and the Makom, because I am angry as long as he is upset at you. I will not moichel you on you hurting my son. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has a kpeda on that. And on that is what the Minchas Chinuch and Pri Chodesh are saying, that in order to get that, the only eitz is that you get mechila from him, which then automatically will be a mechila from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So it should still come out in nafka mina, according to what I'm saying, that if let's say the person did tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only later, tomorrow, he got mechila, does he need to go back again and do another tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the aveir of the gezel? Because the Minchas Chinuch said that the first tshuva, Hashem won't meichel him. So does he have to do it again? According to what I'm saying, it should come out he doesn't have to do it again. Because his tshuva was good on the half of the Bein Aron L'Makom, like the Nevela. So that's already off. And that's like the Moshel in the Gemara. Elboini, my insult is machulach. Now Hashem says, get mechila from my son, meaning the yid that you hurt. And then half Rashi said that Hashem will automatically mechila you. You don't even have to go again and ask another mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem will automatically mechila you on that half without even asking. So memela, you're all nimchal. That's what would come out, the chiddush, according to what I'm saying. Now avada, it's a chiddush, because the regular pshat in the Pri Chodesh is not like I said. The regular pshat in the Pri Chodesh is that Hashem won't meichel at all at any of the Bein Aron L'Makom. But that's the chiddush that I want to be matzia. Even the Pri Chodesh could agree that he's meichel on the first half of the Bein Aron L'Makom. Now, according to this, it's very, very meduyuk, the mashal that the Gemara uses in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. The mashal was given that the person lent the money in front of the king, and he swore in the king's name that he's going to pay. Now, the Gemara is using that as a mashal to a person who did aver ben adam lachaver. How can we compare? I saw this question already in the Yechaved Das, in Chelakei. He says, how can you compare that? In the case of the ben adam lachaver, it was one deed. I hurt my friend in some way. One aver. In the mashal, it's two averes. You're swearing in the name of the king, which is one thing. And another thing is you didn't pay up the debt, which is a totally different aver. So it's two different averes. How is that a good mashal? But the pshat, according to what I'm saying, is it's a very good mashal. Because what it means is, really, when a person does gezel, he was sworn in, he was mushbava amid mehar Sinai, that he has to listen to Hashem's word. So really, he has a totally separate aveira, nothing to do with the fact that it's a person getting hurt, which is that Hashem told him, and he has to listen because he swore, he's mushba v'im narsinai, to keep Hashem's word. And really, there's like two aveiras there too. There's the aveira of just, I'm not listening to Hashem. And then there's the other aveira, that it's Bein Aron L'Chaveri. So it's mamish, a mashal with a nimshal, which exactly stims. And on that, the Gemara is saying that Hashem says, on the fact that you're mushbaba oimid be'ar Sinai, if you go and do charata to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and you tell Rebbeinu Shalom that from now on I'll always listen to what you say, so the Rebbeinu Shalom will say, Albeini machalach. On the mushbaba oimid be'ar Sinai is machalach. But, on the other fact, that somebody's hurt because of you, on that, I'm makpid myself on that too, and you have to be meratza chaveri. I would just like to end with a little bit of a practical aspect in the Indian of Bein Aron L'Chaveri, We all know that all we talk about tshuva and we try to do tshuva, but we need to do tshuva. It's not enough talking about it and thinking about it. That's the main mitzvah. We shouldn't get lost in all the other preparations and everything else that we're doing, and we forget to do tshuva. And on Beinon L'chaver especially, as we said, because look how chomer it is. I like to give two practical etzes on being more careful about not hurting a person. One is that if a person ever feels that he should say something which will hurt someone else or might hurt someone else, and he justified it in his head that he has the right to say it, the best etzah is don't say it now. Wait till tomorrow. Or wait for another time a few hours later. Because we see so many times how a person bishas maiseh feels a certain way, and then afterwards, a few hours later, he sees, he calms down, he sees it in a different light. So a gvaldika etza for a person to be mechaper on the aveir of benam lachaveir of loisayinu, of hurting a person with words, is this etza. Even if you think it's right now, what will you lose? If you don't say it now, you can say it tomorrow. But if you said it now, you can never take it back. This is my first etza. My second etza is that a person sometimes feels that he's justified in being angry at somebody, or justified being insulted from somebody. A person should remember, how many times is Hashem justified in being hurt from what I did? How many times is Hashem justified in being angry at the way I behaved? All the things a person can usually think of, the exact thing that that person just did to him. Whether he's angry, the person doesn't have enough gratitude to him, or the person says something not nice to him. I could think of things that I did to Rabbeinu Shalom which are worse than that. So why should I be upset? Did Hashem get upset at me? Do I want Hashem to be upset at me, or I want Hashem to meichel me? Of course I want Hashem to meichel me. So if I want Hashem to meichel me, be the same yourself. And then you have all the right to ask Rabbeinu Shalom to meichel you. Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm not you, I'm just a baser of Adam, and it's hard for me. And I'm meichel. So Rabbeinu Shalom, please be meichel me also. That, in that way, we should be zeiche to a year full of mechila, slicha, v'chapara, and a good kebench to the earth.